Happy New Year and welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going to continue our conversation with Mitch Lawrence from Sirius XM NBA Radio. Let's talk about my Dallas Mavericks. They're starting to get back, you know, healthy after an injury-plagued season. Just give them some love. How do you see the remainder of the season playing out, and can they make the playoffs?
Well, you know what? If I'm them, I don't really want to make the playoffs. Okay. If I'm them, I want to be able to, and I know they want to, and I know, you know, Dirk Nowitzki's back. And that's
they're a prideful organization, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then they've won titles, and they've competed hard, and they're, you know, Rick Carlisle and those guys. But they really need to add, you know, more young pieces, and this is a great opportunity to them. If, you know, if they lose and don't make the playoffs, maybe they have a stroke of luck in the lottery. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Now, with Nowitzki, you just don't know how he's going to hold up the rest of the year. And that goes for everybody else. I mean, Deron Williams has been injury prone. We saw it up here before he went back home to the state of Dallas. So, don't know. I mean, and now we know that Andrew Bogut will probably be on the move. Looks like he's not real happy there in Dallas, and he's kind of biding his time until, you know, they make a move to maybe get rid of him. And I'm not surprised by that because, you know, when you spend a couple of years winning, 140 games over the last 2 years at Golden State, and you've won a title and competed for another title,
yeah,
it's really hard to, you know, go to a place like Dallas that now on paper at the beginning of the year, I thought they'd be a playoff team and they'd be good. But then you're talking about the age of a team and Nowitzki breaking down. And, of course, one of my predictions going forward is I think this will be it for Dirk Nowitzki. I think he'll probably have more injuries. You know, these things, when guys start getting at their age, whether it was Kobe Bryant or other players, Tim Duncan, they start breaking down. There's no turning back. So I think that's one of the things to look for is Nowitzki probably struggles in the second half, and then he hangs it up after the season.
So what do you think is the value of Andrew Bogut, as you had just mentioned?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know really at this point. There are teams now that do need rim protection and do need a guy like Bogut who could give that to him if he can stay healthy. He's another guy that has problems staying on the court. You know, you look at a team like Portland, you know, which is a terrible defense. And there are other teams, too. Even in the East, there are teams that you look at and you go, how can they can't get bigger? I mean, Boston doesn't have a lot of size, and they did get Al Horford, but they could use a guy like, you know, an Andrew Bogut. So I think there is a place for him. I think it's probably wise for the Mavericks if they feel like, you know what, we can't make it this year. We're gonna move Bogut. I just don't know at this point if you're going to get a lot for him. It's his age and his kind of, he's got a lot of tread worn off that tire.
Host of Sirius XM NBA Radio, Mitch Lawrence, with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports. You can also give Mitch a follow, at Mitch_Lawrence. Okay, since we're talking about the Dallas Mavericks, I want to get your impressions on Harrison Barnes. He has really strided out in Rick Carlisle's system. And what has he shown you in terms of, Mitch, his mental toughness? I mean, the Mavericks, they've only won 10 games, and it's been a brutal season, not only physically, but also mentally.
Well, they love, you know, the thing about the Harrison Barnes addition for the Mavericks, and we've talked about that. I talked about it with Mark Cuban earlier when they came up to New York to play the Knicks, is that they really feel like he's got all the tools in his toolbox and the mental toughness to be the next great Maverick. Now, nobody's saying he's going to be the next Dirk Nowitzki. That might be a lot to ask, but can you build a team around him? Yeah, Mark Cuban is convinced you can. Rick Carlisle's of that opinion. There are guys in that front office who I've known for years who feel the same way, and they all love what Harrison Barnes can do on the court. Other people outside looking in have their doubts about Harrison Barnes. They just don't know if he's that type of player, that elite player, but it certainly is a thing where, you know, the Mavericks are going to have to turn the page from Dirk Nowitzki at some point. And when you bring in a guy like Harrison Barnes, and they did that obviously because Golden State needed to, you know, they got Kevin Durant. They didn't need Harrison Barnes any longer. They feel like, you know what, they got themselves a steal. Now, we're going to see how it plays out. And it's not easy for Harrison Barnes losing. But the thing you hear about Harrison Barnes, Liz, is that, you know, when he loses or he struggles on the court, he's back in the gym the next day. No excuses. Mm-hmm. He works hard. That's a sign of a great player, an elite player. You have to have that in you. You have to have that in your DNA that you're not going to, you know, you're not going to accept losing. And so he wants to win badly. They feel they can build around him. Let's see what happens. But I think they got a nice building block for the future.
He is a total pro, Harrison Barnes. So you had said just a moment ago that you really believe that Dirk, you know, that perhaps he could hang it up at the end of the season. Did you get that sense when they were up there?
No. Well, I don't think he played that. I know. I'll tell you where I'm getting that sense from. You talk to people about Dirk and how prideful he is, and I remember back last year when I made my prediction about Tim Duncan, and I knew that Duncan, you know, had a lot of problems with his knees, and these are the players who have won titles, who are Hall of Fame players, who are some of the great game's great icons, and when they start breaking down and they can't contribute like they have in the past, they know it's time to leave. And so that was Duncan's case. Duncan knew he couldn't. When he's taking off his knee braces after games, you watch him limp out of an arena, you know that the guy doesn't want to be in that condition. He doesn't want to be on the court where he can no longer compete at that high level, game in and game out, and have his impact. And I'm sure Dirk Nowitzki feels probably the same way because he's had so much success, and he's been one of the great players of all time, I think the sixth leading scorer. So that's what I'm drawing it on. I'm drawing it on the type of player, and even Kobe Bryant. They know it's time. When they can't physically endure in a very hard league, they know it's time to get out. And I think we're going to see that with Dirk Nowitzki.
And Dirk Nowitzki, he's not a high-maintenance kind of guy in terms of his personality. He wouldn't require that kind of big farewell tour, correct?
Oh, no, definitely not. I mean, he's more like Duncan than Kobe, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we all know how Kobe was going to go out. He wanted to be lauded, and that's fine. I think it was great. It was a great spectacle for a league. And, you know, I'll never forget the last game of the year. He took got sort of 60 points on 50 shots.
You bet.
Out loud. And, you know, we all knew Duncan. I knew that Duncan was not going to have a tour. We all knew that. And I just felt like it was time. And you know what? Everybody's different. Some players want to be honored. Some players want to be feted. And other players just want to go out on their own terms very quietly. So that fit Tim Duncan, and it'll probably fit Dirk Nowitzki, too, if I'm right.
Hey, we're getting ready to wrap up our time with Mitch Lawrence, host of SiriusXM NBA Radio. You can also check him out at Sporting News and at Forbes. He's right there in New York. And so I got to ask you, are Knicks fans, have they recovered from the Greek freak hitting that last second shot?
God.
That was incredible. Tell me about that.
Crusher. It was a crusher. Now, it's the first time he's had a buzzer beater in his career. So for the Milwaukee Bucks, it's a huge step forward. They feel like they finally found their closer. They've been looking for that since probably Ray Allen, if not even before. And so, you know, this is a kid who's, 21, 22? He just turned 22 years old. He's got everything in the package. The only thing he hadn't really shown was his ability to close out games, and that's great for the Milwaukee Bucks. And they feel like they've got something special in the Greek freak because he does it all. You know, both ends of the court, competes at a high level, has got a great motor, and now he's closing games with a last-second shot against the Knicks. That's a tough loss for the Knicks. They've been a disappointment in a lot of ways, and no more than defensively, and they actually played a pretty good defensive game until that last thing. But look, the Knicks are struggling. You know, Porzingis has his Achilles issues. That's problematic. Carmelo's had his ups and downs. Derrick Rose is in a contract push, so there's always that dynamic to factor in, and team ball and all that. So it's kind of been a crazy year for the Knicks fans. They were excited about the team earlier, obviously, when they were winning. Now they've got a big losing streak on their hand, and, you know, that's the problem here. So but you're in the East, so you know what? You can always turn it around. That's no problem.
Hey, Mitch Lawrence has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We sincerely appreciate the time. And, Mitch, you stay healthy. There's a lot of stuff going around. Don't you get sick, okay?
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Of course. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio.